In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that he has given to us a kingdom. And if he has given you a kingdom, you can ask yourself, let's say it was a kingdom halfway across the world, what would you need to do? Need to leave everything behind and go and take over that kingdom if that's what you're going to do. That's exactly what St. Paul is talking about. Recognizing the surpassing knowledge of our Lord, recognizing everything that comes from him, he said, I've counted as loss. All the things that I used to think were gain, I've now counted as loss because of the surpassing knowledge of my Lord Jesus Christ. So in other words, he's looking at the kingdom that was given to him. And he's saying, if I'm going to be able to inherit that kingdom, to take over the kingdom, I have to be willing to let everything else go. And the more that I can let go, the more that I can take possession of this kingdom. In other words, the less that we let go of, the less we have that kingdom. Because the kingdom is being offered to us, indeed it is given to us. But the choice, once again, is always ours. The Lord can give us everything, but that doesn't mean we accept it. And what he's giving to us is not just simply some sort of idealistic kind of thing, some pie in the sky idea, oh, there's a kingdom out there for you somewhere. It'd be like the poor Mormons who think that they're going to be the savior of their own world someday. Jesus is the savior of this one, but you'll be the savior of a different world. Each person will have their own planet that they're going to be the savior of. Well, good luck, because there's no life on any of those planets, so I'm not sure who you're going to be saving, but maybe you save some rocks out there or something. But it's just this cute idea that, you know, this is going to be yours someday. This isn't going to be yours someday. This is yours. It's already been given to you. But do we want it? Again, you could be offered some kingdom in a faraway country. You can look at it and go, I don't want to go there. Maybe I've inherited it, maybe it's mine, but I don't care, I don't want it. I'd rather have what I've got here. That's the part St. Paul was looking at. All of the things that he had here that he looked at as being gain, suddenly he realized in Christ it was all loss, because it was keeping him from being able to have the kingdom that was his. So we have to then ask ourselves, first of all, do I want what the Lord is offering? And am I willing to do what's necessary to be able to get it? That's the question. Because, let's face it, most of us continue to look at the things of the world as gain. The more stuff we have, the more money we have, the fancier the things are, whatever it might be, that's gain. St. Paul is looking at it and saying, all that's necessary, all that is true gain, is union with Christ, inheriting the kingdom, being one with the Lord. That's where true gain is. Now, for most people, obviously, we're not being called like St. Paul to just absolutely leave everything behind and go out and be a missionary. But at the same time, we have to be able to look at the question of what is the attachment, or what are the attachments in my life? What's standing in the way? If you're going to raise a family, you have to have a home, and you have to have furniture, and you have to have pots and pans, and you need to be able to have all these things. The things themselves aren't inherently a problem. The attachment to the things is the problem. St. Paul understood he had to be detached from everything. those who are called to religious life, that's what they still have to do. They literally have to leave everything behind. They go into a monastery. They have nothing of their own. People who are called to the married state aren't usually called to do that. But every single one of us is called to be detached from everything. So again, being detached doesn't mean that you have to dump everything out on the driveway this afternoon and say, free, pick it up. You can do that, that'd be all right. But it means if somebody steals it, whatever. It's just a thing, it's just an object. Doesn't matter. I can use it while I've got it. Doesn't matter if something goes. Now again, you have to be careful because we're really, really good at rationalization. So it's just like the people who smoke or drink or whatever that say, oh, I can quit any time. I just don't want to. Yeah, I'm detached from all my stuff. I just, you know, yeah, right. I can let it go anytime. Sure you could. We can convince ourselves of anything. We would make really good Jesuits. Let's be honest. We'd be really good at it. We need to be honest with ourselves. We need to be honest with our blessed Lord. He's offering us everything. And we're holding on to some little thing, whatever it might be. St. John of the Cross puts it most beautifully. He says, your soul is like a little bird that is made to fly. But if the bird has a string tied around its foot, it can't fly. He said, it doesn't matter if it's a chain or if it's a thread. The bird still can't fly as long as it's tethered to this thing. So it might be easier to break a thread than it is to break a chain, but the soul still can't fly. So that's what we have to keep looking at. What's in the way? What are the things that are most important? What are the things that, well, as the Lord said, where your heart is, where your treasure is, there's where your heart's going to be. What's the treasure? What's most important in my life? So again, we can look at things like this and be able to say, am I really truly counting all things as loss? The word St. Paul uses to describe this stuff we can't use from the pulpit. They kindly translated it as dung, but it's much stronger than that. He's saying, this is all garbage compared to Christ. So pray for detachment and then let the Lord lead so that you can truly have your heart free, so that all those things that we used to count as so important, that we would count as gain, in the light of Christ, we can recognize them for what they truly are. So much is just nothing. It's loss, and it gets in the way. So if we truly want Christ to be the treasure, if we want him to be the center, we want him to be the focus of our heart, if we want the kingdom that he's offering us, then we need to let go of the kingdom that we've created for ourselves in order to inherit the one that he's offering. So pray for detachment so that your soul can truly fly the way that God created it to be.